I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Michelle Martin. You're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up in our international briefing, one young Russian's reaction to Western media coverage of the conflict between Russia and Georgia. But first, sad news in the political arena. Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones, a Democrat from Ohio, died yesterday after suffering a brain aneurysm. She was 58. Tubbs Jones was the first African-American woman elected to the U.S. House of Representatives from Ohio and was in her fifth term. Joining us now is former U.S. Congressman Lewis Stokes, who preceded Jones in Congress. Thank you so much, Congressman.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Now, Congresswoman Jones replaced you as the representative of Ohio's 11th District after you retired. But how well did you really know her?
Oh, I knew her very well. I had followed her career from the time she was a municipal court judge, and then when she was appointed and became the first African-American woman appointed to the Common Pleas Court in Cuyahoga County, Ohio. And then I saw her become the first female prosecutor in the state of Ohio and the first African-American to hold such a post. And so over a span of years, I had worked with her under political situations here in Cuyahoga County.
So she was truly a trailblazer, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. Her career contains many firsts as an African-American female.
Right up until the end of her career in Congress.
That's correct. She also was the first African-American female to be elected to Congress in the state of Ohio. When she went to Congress in her second term, she achieved the very notable feat of becoming the first African-American woman ever elected to the Ways and Means Committee in the House. And she was currently the chairwoman of the Ethics Committee and was just blazing out the same type of a career in Congress that she had had here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, now, of course, she had a tough act to follow in Congress, but as I understand it, she really, really was coming into her own just in recent years. What kind of a leader? How would you describe the role she played in Congress?
Well, she's a very strong woman. She had an unbelievable personality. Her charisma was something that's difficult to describe, but when she walked into a room, that room lit up. People were attracted to her. She was attracted to people. And everyone in that room wanted to touch and feel and talk to Stephanie because of that gregarious personality that she had. And here in Cuyahoga County, she was in the 11th Congressional District. I'd say she was the leader.
Well, one of the things she's known for was publicly contesting the vote count after the 2004 presidential election. That angered a lot of Republicans, but I gather she was pretty proud of that moment in her career.
I think that was the moment when she established her mark on Congress and made the entire Congress and the nation aware of the fact that she was in the Congress and that she was going to be able to take some tough stands in order to start a good leadership role in the Congress. And a lot of people didn't like what she did, particularly the Republicans, but others understood that she was standing up for the voters in the state of Ohio who had been denied the right to vote in that election.
Now, she was supposed to be a superdelegate at the Democratic convention, which is coming up next week. And though she had worked really hard for Hillary Clinton, she gave her support to Barack Obama in June. But she also said that he wouldn't win without the Hillary Clinton supporters behind him. And she was going to work for that. So it seems like she's going to be a big loss to the Democrats in this presidential campaign.
Her death is a loss any way you look at it. She was so talented, so gifted, that there are many aspects of political life which we now lose as a result of her untimely passing.
Congressman Dennis Kucinich, also of Ohio, has said that her death is an incalculable loss. Do you agree with that?
I certainly do.
What will you miss most about her?
leadership here in the congressional district that I had the honor of representing for 30 years. When I swore her in at the beginning of her congressional career here in the special ceremony she had here in Cleveland, it really was one of the proudest moments of my life to be able to swear into office someone whom I felt had the same basic principles and who I felt was going to give the kind of representation to the 11th Congressional District of Ohio that I had given them for 30 years. And it just made me proud to know that she was embarking upon a career where she was going to be a real standout in the Congress. And I was not disappointed. In the short period of 10 years, she had become one of the bright stars in the Congress.
Former Ohio Congressman Lewis Stokes joined us by phone. Thanks so much for joining us, Congressman Stokes.
Thank you.